Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
That's right. The drive is live, and as you see it there, Reggie's gonna beat himself up. Reggie's about to beat himself up
for the KILTFM HD2 and all of that, man. I don't know why they make him say all of that noise man.
He's gonna take.
I'm on your side, Reggie.
Listen, I am too, but he's gonna take that on with him for about two hours right now. That and no matter what you tell him, it's all right, man. Everybody does it. Now Reggie is gonna. It's going to lose his mind with that one. But no, man, it should be a good time. Tyler's in the building right there. B. Scott is in. Clint is out. They're doing a little golfing today. He'll be back tomorrow. Happy St. Patrick's Day. And none of y'all got on green.
Oh, man.
I tried to.
I'm surprised.
I didn't really have anything in my closet that was working for me.
I got on green pants. Yeah, you can see that I got on green pants. Now, I am a bit like Brandon. I'm not surprised.
Because I dare one of y'all to pinch me.
That's what I was going to say. Brandon feels like, and many of you out there are this type. Brandon feels like the person that doesn't wear green because he wants somebody. I dare somebody to pinch.
I wish you. And green is my favorite color, but I wish you would. I wish you would.
It's just really silly for you to just do it over that.
From the Mulcahy Injury Lawyers Studios.
I am
Sports Radio 610 presents.
Damn it.
The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
There we go. All right. I am shocked that Tyler, who I'm sure is Irish, does not have any green on today. That seems like something that you participate in.
That's fair, because not only is my family very Irish and very proud of our Irish heritage, but also, my little brother, born on St. Patrick's Day, born on today. That today is a little brother's birthday, and we always it's always a big event this time of year for my family. But I didn't have any green in my closet. I actually looked. There was one shirt I could have gone with, but it was pretty wrinkled, and I got to talk to Megan about that later. But you know, still a big holiday.
Do I need to go here? Because like, what
I think
do you?
It's obvious.
Like, what are you talking about? You had to talk to, you needed to talk to Megan, your wife, about that.
I mean, I'd be wearing my four-leaf clover shirt right now if that clean item in my closet wasn't so wrinkly. And it was hung up very wrinkly. We'll have to have a talk.
It was hung up wrinkly?
I guess so. I didn't wrinkle it. It hadn't been worn.
You got a dryer, don't you? I know that's what you use. Throw it in the dryer, because I know your ass ain't going to touch an iron.
I was just running up against it. I was trying to get here.
Out of here, man. I know, she hung it up wrinkly. Get your ass an iron. You still ain't using iron?
God. Nope. Would have no idea what to do.
Are irons still in style? Like, I don't know.
What do you mean, are irons still in style?
Man? I think you just wet the shirt down, throw in the dryer a bit.
Folks ironing their clothes these days.
you ain't ironed your clothes?
No, what I'm saying is I don't see a lot of, like, you know, we used to be starched and Yes. Just to be clear, I see a lot more wrinkled up clothes these days.
No, I get that. I was just going to say.
Dry cleaners and wrinkled up clothes.
If wrinkled was an issue, I still think there was something that Tyler could have done. He could have thrown it into the dryer for a little bit.
That's fair.
He could have hit an iron, but Tyler has already let us know he's never ironed in his life, which is, damn, Tyler. That is up there with the collard greens. That passes Erykah Badu, and Brandon's in, so I'm scared what we might find out about Tyler. It feels like Brandon's close. He might start doing that thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, happy St. Patrick's Day. Good to be back. I'll tell you about Disney a little bit later on. That was
gonna be fun.
That was quite an experience. And sometimes I think Tyler is an idiot, and I think even more once we get to that story that Tyler Milner is even a bigger idiot than I believe at times once we get there. And I know many of you think I'm being mean and an ass, but just wait till we get there at some point. You'll understand. You'll say, okay, all right, show your fat ass wasn't bad this time. I just tried to be like Eminem and beat you to the punch. But there's a lot of big things going on right now that we got to get to, obviously. A lot of news happening here that we've got to talk about in the sports world. Nothing bigger than John Cena and Cody Rhodes both being on Monday Night Raw tonight.
Of course.
From Brussels. That is going to be a big one. The first time we hear from John Cena since John Cena turned heel.
Hold on,
that
no.
will be on Monday Night Raw tonight. Obviously, we will spend at least the entire 6 o'clock hour on that.
Yeah. We should carry it live, honestly. I wish we had the rights.
Yes, I do. I mean, that's going to be big. What is John Cena going to be wearing? What's he going to look like? Generally, as The Rock says, he comes out and looks like Fruity Pebbles. Is he going to be in all black? What is heel bad guy John Cena? I listened to it, and maybe I was just hearing stuff. Is Raw on right now? Damn it, it probably is because they're in Brussels. Maybe I'm just hearing something. I thought maybe he even sounded more of an ass in his Honda commercials. Like, he sounded like a bad guy doing the voice work for the Honda commercials here of late. So I don't know, but that's going to be a big one.
Do you like John Cena's heel? Like, did you, did this work for you?
I'm intrigued. Yeah, I'm excited. That look that he gave, that pure actor, I'm excited about it. I want to see what it's going to look like.
I think he pulls it off pretty well.
Well, yeah, we've only seen, you know, five, six minutes of it.
It was convincing.
And then Travis Scott happened. By the way, there are several wrestlers who want to fight Travis Scott's ass. But I know that's one of the many big things, but let's get here as the Texans made some news this morning as Derek Stingley Jr., this is not a surprise at all. He reset the cornerback market. He is now the highest paid cornerback in NFL history, getting a 3-year, $90 million extension. They reach a deal with him, $90 million with Derek Stingley, 89 of it guaranteed.
Woo! Love that money.
Hey, I bet you do. It is an average of 30 per year at the cornerback position. 713-572-4610. Those of you on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, how you feeling about that? How you feeling about that 30 a year, that money that Derek Stingley got? How you feeling about that right now?
Well, good for him, but this was always supposed to happen. That's the way I feel about it. Like, this was always supposed to be the trajectory that Derek Stingley Jr. was on when he was drafted number 3 overall, when he won a national championship with LSU, the way he was talked about by scouts and evaluators, like he was essentially a can't-miss prospect. And the only question at the time, and even if you want to be skeptical of the deal now, the only question surrounding Derek Stingley is the health, the durability, whether he's injury-prone, which I don't think he's necessarily injury-prone. I think he's just had some really bad injury luck over a couple of year stretch, which makes it easy to say that a guy is injury-prone.
I was going to say, he's got a few of them.
Yeah, but
lower leg, yeah.
But I think, like, when you play football, like, to me, it's just like a matter of you're going to go through an injury spell at some point. You're going to be unhealthy. Like, nobody is a complete Iron Man. So what does he do? Last year, goes out there and plays every game, makes his first team All-Pro, his first All-Pro at all, the first time in franchise history that anybody at that position has been named All-Pro. and it's right along the lines of what you thought he was supposed to be. Now, as far as the Texans and fans and how I think we should consume it, I think you should be celebrating the idea that you've got guys, not only that the franchise is gonna pay, but for the most part, guys that you feel pretty good about the franchise paying, right? Like, you felt good about the Nico Collins deal. I think for the most part, this deal is being celebrated and people feel pretty good about the Derek Stingley Jr. deal. I think whenever Jalen Petrie gets his deal at a much smaller scale, people are going to feel good about that.
Much smaller
scale. And then, of course, yeah, much smaller scale. Obviously, a different position, a different caliber player, but that was a second-round pick. He's playing a very specific position. And then once you get into the Will Anderson Jr. and C.J. Stroud conversations, those are mostly further, a little bit further down the line, but also guys that you, for the most part, feel pretty good about paying those guys on the second contract. But
they took care of Derek as soon as they had to.
Right, or as soon as they could. Yeah, before they had to, as soon as they could.
As soon as they could, right. Yeah. Like, as early as possible, yeah. And that comes to mind when you mention the Wills and the CJ. Are they setting that precedent? Like, if you perform at a certain level, which I think is smart because Trent McDuffie is coming, Sauce Gardner has not gotten paid yet, we'll see what this means, but if you wait it, as you look at the dumbass Cincinnati Bengals, you may have to pay more and more if you don't just go ahead and get at it right now.
And see, this,
so I give Nick and D'Amico credit for going ahead and getting it done, even with the little nerves of the injury thing, because I know you the injury-prone thing, there's something. I mean, it's been a year and a half. Year and a half, there's an argument you can make that he's been the best corner in the league, but it has been a year and a half, and this was the first time he hasn't missed significant time. Hell, in college, too.
Tyler, both of y'all, man, look, a year and a half, and this is why I always talk about year three being as important as it is, obviously, for guys who don't have the benefit of the fifth-year option if you're not a first-round pick, which obviously Derek Stingley Jr. is and was, but even for those guys, that's usually when the decision gets made. After the third year is when the decision on you, not just contract wise, but like how you're viewed around the league after your third year is usually typically how you're viewed. Now, we know guys who fall off. We know guys that come out of nowhere later on. But for the most part, your third year is pivotal in that way. And so that's what year three was for Derek Stingley Jr. And we're about to see year three for some pretty key Texans coming up here in 2025. So, yeah, it's the importance of year three, but also with Derek Stingley, to me, just right along what his trajectory was always supposed to be, what he was always supposed to do.
Yeah. All right, I see some people rolling in here. Champ Slice, I love it being short. We aren't stuck if the body decides to fail him. Stingley deal is nice because it's playing the final 2 years on his rookie deal, so we have him locked for 5 years. There's some people rolling in with their thoughts. I want to take it this direction to you and the people. Because, listen, congratulations to Derek Stingley. I think he has deserved this move. First team All-Pro last year, and then the way he ended the previous year. I think, as I said before, I think it was smart of the Texans to go ahead and take care of it now. If they waited, I think, because I think there are potential other players that are going to reset this, and this would cost them more. So I think and understand the move. I just want to throw this to you and the people in the space, and I was thinking of this when I saw him get this deal. Do you feel like this is a position that is about to get looked at differently around the league in terms of how much you invest in it? Because I've said, outside of quarterback, finding a shutdown corner may be the most difficult thing to find in the draft, in free agency, or whatever. It's hard to find Gardner, Stingley, Patrick Peterson, who I believe is the reigning defensive player of the year. I think he won the defensive
Peterson.
Patrick Surtain.
Welcome to 2010.
Patrick Surtain, who's the reigning defensive player of the year. Other guys, I think those guys are hard to find, but teams are going to start looking and saying, well, hold on. How much do they actually impact winning big?
You don't think that a shutdown corner impacts winning big, or that teams think so?
I'm not saying they don't. I'm saying there is an argument when you look at this and you say, all right, let's just take the Texans. They had, and let's look at the playoff games. They got Derek Stingley on the field. Ladd McConkey still went in there and whooped their ass, right? Like, and Derek Stingley was out there. He still went out there and got over 200 yards passing on them, right? Even with Derek Stingley out there. Now, they won the game. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying when you look at that. Then the next week, Derek Stingley's out there. All right, he took away maybe a receiver, but Travis Kelce went out there and just whooped their ass. Yep. Moving even more further, Trent McDuffie was the best corner in the Super Bowl. Didn't matter a damn penny. Hell, he got beat by Mac Hollins in the AFC Championship game in Buffalo 1-on-1. I'm not saying I don't believe corners aren't a big deal or are hugely impactful. I think we are starting to see offensive coaches be able to allow a corner not to have a big impact in a game if they want to. The only way being is if you shadow guys. And I think guys still, for the most part, are able to get what they want. Like, even if Derek Stingley shadowed Ja'Marr Chase, he's not going to stop Ja'Marr Chase. He's not going to stop Justin Jefferson. I'm just throwing it out there. Do you get a sense that the league may look at the quarterback position and say, damn, I don't know if I want to give $30 million to that position that can be easily taken to a space where it's not impactful in game?
Yeah, no, I think it's an interesting thought, but if I'm an agent for a cornerback, or if I'm like just making the case for the cornerback,
they've shown enough done it to running backs. It's finally come back,
though. I would still argue that my cornerback is still one of 11, and that you cannot. I don't feel like you can blame a single cornerback for how a game goes. Right? I just don't. I agree with the notion that, hey, they're not as impactful to impact the entire game or to be the ones that are the reason, per se, why you lose or win. But on the other side of it, okay, by just like shutting up another wide receiver down. But on the other side of it, it's like, okay, but what about the opportunity, the takeaway opportunities? The guy had 10 interceptions over the last 2 years in that year and a half span that you're talking about. So we're talking about a guy that can guard the best guy on the other team, but also can get you the ball back. Like, to me, it'll be a real tough sell to say, hey, a shutdown corner or the elite corner doesn't impact the game. What I would say is,
well, I'm not saying it doesn't impact the game. I'm talking about impacting the game to the amount of money.
But this is the argument for the amount of money. The top end, going back to the original point that you made, the top end of the position, like, this will be a difference between the haves and the have-nots. Like, the best corners in the game will be worth the money, and there won't be as much of a middle class. Because to me, there's a much bigger difference, a much bigger gap between the top-tier corner and the next-tier corner versus, say, the top-tier receiver and the next-tier receiver, who can still be pretty good for you. Like, to me, the top-tier corner is still more rare, and the rarity of the position itself will create a market for it. So I think they'll still be able, like, the Derek Stingleys of the world will still get paid. Now J.C. Horn, like, that one was interesting to me, because he's, like, to me, on that next tier, but he still got paid. Will the next J.C. Horn get what J.C. Horn got? I'm not sure. But the Derek Stingleys of the world, the Sauce Gardeners of the world, and the Patrick Surtains of the world that are the best at this position, I don't think that position is going to be devalued in that kind of way.
Text line, come on, show. Lag got most of his yards on one play. No, he kicked. He was up and down.
He did have an 80-yarder or something.
He had
like
an 80, but he also had 200 in that game. Like, if not, he was on the door.
But if I am Derek Stingley, if I'm David Mulugeta and you're Nick Caserio and you make that point, I'm laughing at you that you tell me that because Ladd McConkey had a good game in the playoffs, that in a playoff game that we still won, just, and Derek Stingley was a first team all pro and had 5 interceptions, that he's somehow not as valuable.
I'm not saying he's not as valuable on the field. I'm talking about, you're paying him like Myles Garrett, like great defensive end type money, which, as good as he is, I'm saying he deserves. I'm just wondering if the league is going to start to look and say, damn, like, a team can just completely go in different directions and still score in a big-time way, even with him on the field. Would I rather just have two solid guys that I'm not paying $30, $40 million? Because that's what that's about to get to, is $30, $40 million. Or is it like, nah, it's worth it.
His behalf, I'd make the same argument, sure, against Will Anderson. I'd be like, man, Will Anderson was on the field, but Ladd McConkey still went off and Justin Herbert still went off and whatever. Like, I'd still make the case. Hey, yeah, like, but this one player didn't impact the game.
But you know that Will Anderson at that position has the ability to impact the game without a coach devising anything to stop it.
But Ladd McConkey still went off. Like, I would just use the argument against you and say, hey, this one player is still the best at his position, and you should value it that he could shut down one side of the field.
We'll see. All right, coming up, a lot to get to. We'll finish this off because I see some people rolling here saying I'm not making any sense.
It makes sense.
It makes sense.
We went over the break talking about this.
But we'll get into that, and we'll finish that off. And the tournament. The tournament is back, and it is getting set to start, hell, tomorrow, coming up for real on Thursday. Houston is a number one seed. The Final Four is coming up. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Apparently, the Texans just signed a fullback, is what Tyler. Who is this fullback they signed?
Yes, just moments ago, Schefter tweeted out, free agent fullback Jacob Johnson is signing a one-year deal with the Houston Texans per his agent, Drew Rosenhaus.
Don't got him.
I was going to say, is that what Schefter's doing today? Like, breaking fullback news? What's he got going on?
He must be bored.
On a Monday?
That's Jacob with a K, by the way, people. Not that silly Jacob C. It's Jacob with a K.
Doing Rosenhaus a favor. Not bad. I got it. That's got to be it. Schefter? Like, I thought, no disrespect to any of the other, but I thought this was going to be, you know, a much lesser reporter giving you the fullback news. But shout out to Schefter.
From the text line and YouTube and Twitch, show sucks. Switching the music. Quit hating on Sting.
Say ya.
That's what you heard.
Oh, man, that wasn't even the conversation. It was about the cornerback position.
Use them air holes.
Why do they do that, though, when they complain about a conversation we weren't having?
I don't want someone...
Or a point that we weren't making.
So this is above your pay grade.
What are you talking about? I don't want someone who can't use their ear holes properly like that. I don't want you listening to my voice tickling your ears. So go listen to some music, you clown. Freak.
He doesn't mean that. He wants y'all listening.
I mean
it. But listen better.
Someone said, Ron, aren't you the one who said the salary cap doesn't matter? Damn, Ron's logic just made my head hurt.
Is that my boy, Ron?
I followed you, dog.
You may
disagree, but I followed you.
And it really was a question to throw out there because we have seen the league itself diminish certain positions, and we've seen it come back. The latest one that was diminished was running back. Like, there was a point where running back was an important position, and then it became diminished to a point where our producer, Tyler, still will never draft a running back in the first round and will never pay a running back any money, despite what he saw from Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry, and hell, you could throw Joe Mixon in there. But he would never.
Jahmyr Gibbs. I mean, that was a first-round pick, and he's really, really good. And he's a part of a tandem.
Right now, Tyler, if you had it right now, if there were a Bijan Robinson in the first round right now and the Texans had a chance to get him at 25, would you take him?
Nope.
You wouldn't do it, right?
Well, I wouldn't do it now because they've got Joe Mixon. But if that thing fell right,
and I understand how old Joe is, I may take a look at it.
When they didn't, like when they had Damian Pierce a couple of years ago and the question was out there about Bijan Robinson, I definitely do that, man. Now, the second contract, I think, is a valid question because, I mean, the running back position is known to be one where the lifespan on it is a lot less.
But that's what I'm just saying is we've seen positions get devalued. And I'm just saying what we have also been able to see in the league, again, I'm not saying the cornerback is going down or they're not impactful. I'm saying that offenses have found ways to be able to score and score big to make cornerbacks not as impactful in games. And now that position is getting paid. And I'm not saying the Derek Stingleys or the Sauce Gardners, who in 3 years has been a first-team All-Pro in two of them, or Trent McDuffie, or Patrick Surtain, who was the Defensive Player of the Year. I'm not saying those guys aren't impactful and they don't deserve the money. What I'm saying is Travis Kelce is going crazy in a game in the postseason that you lose. And I would say maybe the number one reason you lost the game was because of him. And Derek Stingley is not covering Patrick, or is not covering Travis Kelce, nor is he covering Xavier Worthy. They're two top guys. The guys that scored, like, that did the most damage. Right? Like, as I said earlier, in the Super Bowl, Trent McDuffie was the best corner in the game.
Yeah.
It didn't matter. Hell, he couldn't cover A.J. Brown.
Look, it's right? It's more of a luxury item than quarterback. It's probably more of a luxury item than receiver. And definitely, I would say, on the defensive side of the ball, a more luxury item than defensive end or even defensive, to like stud defensive tackle. Somebody up front who can really change the game, obviously, I think matters more. But the balance of it, I think, and the balance that teams are going to make is, where are my resources going right now? And I don't think it's a coincidence that a lot of the cornerbacks that you've seen get paid are on teams where the quarterback isn't making a lot of money, or they're not very good teams. Like, the teams that are paying their quarterbacks are having to make those business decisions, like the Chiefs had to do with Snead. And where does he go?
But they're probably going to pay McDuffie.
They probably will, but they're probably going to do some cap finagling. Like, they're going to figure out a way to make it work. But there's a reason why they couldn't pay Snead, because you're the one who said that they actually liked him, but they had to make a business decision. And where does he go? To a team that's not paying a quarterback. And what are the Texans? A team, at least right now, that's not paying a quarterback. Could it be a business decision they have to make further down the line once they are paying both the quarterback, the defensive end, and let's say what happens with the receiver that they just paid? Is he up for a new deal? Is the tackle that they just drafted, is that somebody that they end up having to pay later? Then they'll have to figure out if they're going to make the business decision.
I'll just say this, Brandon. You follow this, and many of you do too. Love the conversation. How many positions are there around the National Football League in which you can make more than $30 a year? There's quarterback,
I would say wide receiver,
pass rusher,
and now
corner.
And now corner.
That it? Of those four positions in a game, which one is the position in which they can be on the field the least, in which they can be taken out of?
I would say it's probably corner, but also a good receiver can be shut down by a corner. Like, we saw it happen with Derek Stingley against Tyreek Hill. It is a doable thing.
No, it can happen. I'm just saying, most likely, like, the position in which you can wake up in a game and the person that makes $30 million or more that can have the least amount of the impact in the game. Not because of their fault, but just because a team will just say, "Well, hell, I'm gonna go somewhere else."
Yeah, I think the corner would be first to go, but then what happens with that corner is they go to a place where the quarterback's not getting paid, whether that's a good team or a team like the Texans that's got a good quarterback on a rookie deal, or just a flat out bad team, again, whatever it is.
And I think I think you hear me, and I think Tyler hears me. I'm not saying it should happen. I'm just simply saying, the NFL will look at and say, all right, well, hell, I'm allocating this amount of dollars to this position.
Yeah.
Am I getting the impact that I need to get out of this position? Like they will do that and say, or could I take this $30 million I'm giving a year and get solid players at that position and then take that $30 million a year and put it in areas that are going to be more impactful in the game? I'm just saying that happens in the league, and that's a position where it looked at, I'm like, all right, the Texans got Derek Stingley and he deserves the bag. And I'm sitting there thinking, damn, though, that playoff game they lost, you just don't really remember his name even being called. And it ain't because Derek Stingley sucked or didn't step up. It's just because Andy Reid just took Derek Stingley out of the game because he just wouldn't even go with
it. I do wonder if 3 years from now, when Derek Stingley's making all of this money, if we'll be watching Texans games thinking, man, they could be doing something else better with all of that money. Like, and we might. I don't know the answer to that question, but I do wonder if we'll think that. Like, if Derek Stingley is playing pretty consistent with what he's been over the last year and a half, if we'll watch the game and think, you know what, they could do a better job with that penny.
All right, we get to the bracket.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's coming up next.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, Clint is out. B. Scott is in the building. We appreciate you jumping on with us on YouTube and Twitch and on the text line. The Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. You hear Tyler, who is not wearing any green. And
I'm disappointed
Irish,
in myself.
And said he couldn't do it because his clothes were too ironed. Were not ironed, or his shirt was wrinkled, and he then just threw it at his wife. Put on that holy moly hat. That's got green. Throw on that sucker. There you go.
I respect him not coming out here in intentionally wrinkled clothes or obviously wrinkled clothes. To my point earlier, I've seen way too much of that. That's why I asked the question. Did not know if folks still iron these days. Clothes be out here wrinkled. I appreciate Todd.
Yeah,
it ain't that important to do.
This is my quest, and obviously, I have failed some of you in the last 5 years, almost 5 years. Attack that ass. Yep. In this month, 5 years ago, I started in my basement in Kansas City, doing this show. So I have failed some of you in the last 5 years. That topics like we just had are not hating on Derek Stingley. I don't know how you get to that place.
Nah, you said he didn't impact the game. They don't like that.
It's not it, like we have got. We
he
have,
didn't impact the game.
We have got to get to that point. Some people think that the sports radio audience is dumb. I'm not kidding you. That has been echoed to me. It's like, oh man, they're not as smart a group as you may give. No, I give it credit.
Yeah,
I think you guys, many of you guys, are a smart group. Now, obviously, there are dummies in every group, but I think you're a smart group. I think this is something you can get and understand. This was not hating on Derek Stingley. All right, but it was a fun conversation with most of you that we had.
We're talking about the position group.
I just want to take
the cornerback this, position group.
I just want to take this time to tell again. This is usually my favorite time of the year, Brandon. Tyler, you know this. Selections.
Usually, but not now.
I know this music and this time of year gets you going, man. I got you. I got you back, bro.
Chills.
Let's chills. Jam. Let's get into it. It's March. It's madness. It's all the madness of March.
That was pretty good.
That actually that was good. Man. I wasn't expecting that, Tyler. I don't know where that came from, man.
Thank you.
And this is where I am. I am so pissed off at Kansas.
Oh, no.
That I can't even enjoy this music. This music normally gives me a chill, gives me a shake in one of my legs, gets me excited. Especially to note that Jim Nance is out of the way.
Oh, that one does it for you?
And I like, the red carpet. We're wanting to get into a controversy.
Like generally.
Does it make you root against Houston? Because you know he's going to be out there if they win.
Like, I am usually just made to smile by this.
But Jayhawks are going down.
But Kansas has been so pathetic to watch this year. And my dumbass did it again. I had a flight to catch at 5:30 in the morning. And I let those a-holes keep me up against Arizona. They took the lead, and I said, well, I got to hang in here now.
Oh, no.
You're a real fan. And what
then
do you
they
mean?
Went, and then they went stupid. And, of course, I only got 3 hours of sleep.
Damn it, Jim.
But they have made, like, Selection Sunday, I normally record it all. I didn't even.
You love your Jayhawks, man. What's going on with you?
I'm not going to lie to you. I got to it at 5:02. I got to it late.
That's Trey, not like you.
Trey, a.k.a. Little Show, had to remind me, hey, Dad, Selection Sunday started. I had to flip. And, like, I was just.
You didn't need to be room. You knew when Selection Sunday was, that it was at 5 o'clock.
He said.
Don't lie.
I kid you not.
Nah, on, not a Jayhawks fan.
I kid
not
you
a
not,
Jayhawks fan didn't know when Selection Sunday was.
I kid you not, on the couch. My son said, Dad, it is 5:01. I just want to make sure you know. I said, oh, okay. I flip back over, and I just, and now you know what I got to deal with? Because the committee, that Bubba dude, and Bubba, I ain't a fool. I know you got North Carolina into this tournament, Bubba. Bubba, the athletic director of North Carolina, who is also the chair of the committee, who supposedly stepped out of the room while North Carolina was being discussed.
Yeah, that door was sealed, bro. Yeah. He left.
Yeah, somehow they got in. But I'm just not as... Hopefully by Thursday I get there and I get the emotions and I get excited and I get the... and I get myself ready. But right now, like, they have. I can't wait for this to end. I can't wait till Hunter Dickerson takes that damn jersey off and he is done. I basketball player hate him so much. Not in real, not in like life.
I'm sure he's a fine young man.
I don't think he is, but I basketball player hate him so much. I will say this. I do love Houston's draw. I love Houston's, and I can be man enough to admit this, and I want to say this very clearly to you all. Ocho, all of you. Houston has come in to our damn conference and taken it.
Yes.
Ripped it.
Snapped that chain.
Took it from Kansas.
Smashed that chain, baby.
Took the draws, everything.
Go Cougs!
Just came over and Kelvin just kicked Bill Self over to the side and said, this is my stuff now. The Naismith Hall of Famer, Bill Self, who before Houston entered the conference, I believe was widely thought of as the best coach in college basketball after coming off a national championship.
Oh, yeah. Kelvin Sampson. I didn't think about that angle. Kelvin Sampson snatching Bill Self's chain.
He did. Now, I will say this to Cougs fan.
None of this is good for Kansas,
dude.
I feel for you.
I don't care how my bosses feel. This is not going to be the norm for you. Okay.
Well, we're looking to the future here.
We are coming. We are not just going to lay down on the ground and give this up. Okay. You have had a great run.
This guy sounds like a Cowboys fan.
Ron said, Jayhawks flapping
them. You've had
wings.
A great run. We are down and out. And yes, you will stump a mud hole in us. Yes, we were up by 6 points going to the free throw line with 16 seconds left at home and managed to lose to you. But yes, you demolished us 2 years while I was there by, I felt like, 42 points. But it will not sustain. We will come back. But I digress.
Hey, it's all right. We will always have the 2023-2024 and 2024-2025 seasons.
Jordan Alexander, this is our conference now. Of course. As I say, Jordan, you can say that right now.
I don't like hearing you like
you
this, man.
You have the gun, but it will not sustain.
Remember last year when they spanked him at the Petita Center to end the season?
Yeah, it was a tough one. I was there.
Yeah.
But I do love U of H's draw, and I can be man enough to say that there is some envy with the type of kids that Kelvin Sampson has there. Y'all got some warriors. All right. LJ, can you get a sponge brush in there? I can tell somebody's lining LJ up. But LJ's
that's the
just
style
in the
it looks
hell.
Like they're going for.
The hell with it. And Milos is cold blooded. I mean, he is a killer. He is the reason I have U of H in the Final Four. I think they've got a breeze to get to the Elite Eight. And Tennessee could be tough if they don't get knocked off, because I think they're a tough team, a really good defensive team. But U of H has a quality that I have seen in Kansas teams in the past. When they want to, they can completely shut your rotter off. And they have done that. They did it to Arizona. What they did to BYU, who can shoot against anybody, right? They've done it a second time. They've blown out BYU twice, and BYU could not do anything. They beat Kansas by 32. The worst in Bill Self's era.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
They are cold-blooded. I love their draw. However, I don't think they're going to win at Florida. This may be recency bias. I watch all the Florida games this week, and I've watched them a little bit during the regular season. That team.
Hey, they look so good against Tennessee. Like, Tennessee tried to come back.
And then just Tennessee, everybody. Seth
Greenberg
called it.
The most recent game.
They are Noah's Ark. They have two of everything on their team. I think they're the best team I've seen. But Houston, I got them getting to the Final Four. And if they play Duke, which I think that's how that side breaks, I would pick them over Duke. I think they're tougher than them. Florida's just too good. So I am rooting for Kelvin. I think they got a great team this year, in all seriousness. And I think this is the time that they get to the Final Four. But that Florida team, whew,
yeah.
That is a scary, scary group.
U of H tougher than Duke, but Duke arguably more talented. If they're healthy enough, that's going to be a question for Duke going into the tournament or as the tournament progresses. But, yeah, no, I like U of H's chances to get to the championship game better this year than I ever have. And it's not just because of the field, but it's more so of the fact that they were able to up the ante offensively without losing that identity on the defensive end of the floor, where it looks like, and I've always said this, it looks like they got six guys out there when they got five. They've always been that way, or at least the last 5-6 years or so. They are still that way, but now they got Uzan and Cryer kind of filling the role of Jamal Shedd, but they add an element there between Uzan, Cryer, and Emmanuel Sharpe on the perimeter.
They're not good, but they're just not going to put 60 up. Like, they can score.
That's what I'm saying. They got it on the perimeter. They got the guy down low in Roberts, who's going to be able, I think, is going to be fine in the tournament.
That little push shot thing, he is perfect.
It works.
Either hand. Yeah.
It's really
now,
good.
I want to see his health because he was in a boot and he didn't play. They said he should
they
be
They say
good.
He's good to go. If he is good to go, play. They've got all the ingredients.
Especially that Purdue as their 4 or 5, whatever.
Yeah, they're
that
four.
That whole thing. I know you had some concerns about Gonzaga. No, Gonzaga is not the same team. Gonzaga and St. Mary's combined 1 for 37 from three.
But even
in the WCC championship game. No,
but even Purdue and Tennessee being in the bracket, I think is or on their side of the bracket is pretty tough. But I like their chances just as good as any other year.
All right, I was gone when this happened, but I applauded the Texans for it. Now let's look at this offensive line as it speaks. Right now, where are you at about the Texans' offensive line today? We'll discuss that next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.